free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
From deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide from the InfoWars Command Center, it is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn. It is August 6th, 2020, the two-year banniversary of when InfoWars was systematically unpersoned and deleted from the technocratic platforms. I want to talk about that today, and we're going to have Harrison Smith on in the third hour. I was here 1 year ago exactly today with Harrison celebrating, well, and it really is a celebration of courage, the banniversary and what InfoWars has done since that crime. Now, it is August 6th, and if you pay attention to your history books, you'll know that on August 6, 1945, the U.S. dropped an atomic weapon for the first time on Hiroshima in Japan. And scholars can debate that. And of course, those of us who study warfare and history and ethics have talked about that and whether it was for good or for ill, but it happened. And you look at that history and you think that was a watershed moment and this epic period in our past, harnessing the power of the sun in warfare. Well, you fast forward to 2018 and this new technology, this Internet of Things, the technocratic platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, changing the way that we receive information, changing human behavior. And in that growing medium was InfoWars competing in the open marketplace. And of course, leading up to that all out ban was shadow banning and of course defamation and all the rest. But in a coordinated fashion on August 6th, the anniversary of when the first atomic weapon was used on this planet, InfoWars was banned. Now we're going to talk about that today and the implications of that censorship. And I just want to say I'm so proud to be here today and to see what this crew has done, what this organization has done in the face of that censorship. And to know, I mean, in your heart of hearts, you have to know that in a free and open marketplace, this organization would dominate all of those platforms. They have a fake reality that they've constructed. And they have to know that. They have to know deep down inside, you know, they know that. But this organization marches on with courage and conviction. And because of your support and your prayers and all of the brave men and women here at this organization carrying the message forward, this organization still on the air. The David Knight Show still on the air. The Alex Jones Show still on the air. War Room on the air. And all the wonderful journalists bringing all of the information to you on a daily basis. It's a sight to behold. I am so happy to be here, so proud. We're also going to have Gerald Celente on today and a special guest, one of my friends, Fringe Files, from the YouTube channel Fringe Files, a wonderful researcher on gold and silver and all things alternative media. That will be in the second hour. So stick around. This is the David Knight Show. We'll see you right after the break.
That the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy fascism.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, August 6th, year of our Lord, 2020. America held hostage, day 143 of the largest psychological operation in the history of man. The controlled demolition of our society, our economy, our culture. Brought to you in part by satanic deep state elite and the bankster class, multinational corporations and the like. But I repeat myself. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. And I scoured the headlines today, ladies and gentlemen. I went through all of the sites I usually search, everything, and I finally think in all of this news cycle where I usually don't have any good news, I have a piece of good news in all of this that's come from the lockdowns. I know that's hard to find. I will get to that a little bit later in the hour, and I've got some guests on today that you're going to want to stick around for. Third hour, I have Harrison Smith. Second hour, we're going to have Gerald Celente and the YouTube researcher Fringe Files there at 9 o'clock. So stick around for that. We're going to talk about gold and silver. We're going to talk about the markets. And, of course, this is August 6th, which is the two-year banniversary of when InfoWars was systematically deplatformed in a coordinated fashion on purpose to further control the narrative by the elites. They were looking for total control, and it really was a lead up, a softening of the target of your psychology to bring you this reality that we currently find ourselves in. Of course, InfoWars courageously leading the charge in alternative media, building ban.video, coming back stronger than ever. And because of your prayers and your support, InfoWarsStore.com, this organization is still on the air and doing well, expanding. So I'm very proud to be here keeping the seat warm for the great David Knight. And I'll go over some, we've got some headlines to cover. And of course, just so apropos, the headline on Zero Hedge coming on this banniversary on August 6th, Twitter follows Facebook. Deletes Trump campaign post over COVID-19 misinformation, in quotations. Now, what was the message that Alex Jones and others here had to say when this coordinated deplatforming occurred? It's us first, and then it's you. Now, because of the inaction by the executive branch, and I know the president has done some things in regards to this censorship, but not enough, the threat to our, not only our free speech, but our entire way of life. I mean, Tucker Carlson called it out. These mega corporations, the technocratic platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, these companies, the largest corporations on earth, are more powerful than countries. and they are erasing our humanity and our constitutional rights. And so this article, and it goes on to talk about hours after Facebook, and this is the actual wordage in here, the hours after Facebook nuked a clip of President Trump telling Fox and Friends that children are almost immune to COVID-19, Twitter has followed suit. Now, it's interesting they use the word nuked, because I was just speaking in the first segment about this is the anniversary of when the U.S. dropped a atomic weapon in 1945, the first atomic weapon in history, dropped it on Hiroshima, Japan. And this is, to me, I thought that was significant that they picked that date to deplatform Infowars, sending a message that they are dropping an atomic weapon of censorship on all of us, not just the United States, but all of the world, that they control the narrative, they control information, they control the Internet of Things. And look, this is in the president's court. He has to know this is really the existential threat of our time. Nation states can't compare to the inside treason of these companies. And you look at the president responding with the executive order in the timeline. And I thought that was interesting as well. Trump responded to Twitter's practice of tagging his tweets with an executive order threatening to remove a liability shield from social media platforms that interfere with the content of users. Well, you can't just threaten, you need to do it. This is huge. They are censoring the president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. They are censoring all of us. They are out of control, power drunk organizations that need to be investigated top to bottom. They need to be regulated. They need to be put in line and broken up. These are monopolies of the highest order. And so when you think about the magnitude of this, it can't be stressed enough. I mean, the president knows that he can't even get his message out without doing something beyond tweets and threats, because they can just censor the tweets. They've crossed that threshold. They've crossed the Rubicon. It's starting with InfoWars and then going and purging tens of thousands of accounts, millions. You look at what they've done just on an individual level to the conservative movement. It is a shadow of what it was in 2016 on purpose. They are not going to allow this president, this movement, America First, conservatism, libertarianism, whatever you call it, they're not going to allow a 2016 surprise again. They are in complete command of the narrative. Now, there is radio, there's TV, there's still outlets that are free from their grip. But this, as you know, and we're all paying attention, they've created these traps for all of us. Oh, come to our platform. It's very free. This is where all your friends are. Get away from your URLs. And then they squeeze, and then they delete, and then they curate, as Tim Apple said. Remember Tim Apple? As the president called Tim Cook? Yeah, he's a curator. Well, I don't want a curator. I want to look at and, you know, read the content and listen to the content that I, as an American, have a constitutional right to do. And you've created a public square. You're not a private company. In what universe are these companies private? DARPA funding, interwoven with intelligence, interwoven with multinational corporations that and venture capitalist firms that have been bailed out. No, they touch the government in every way. This is fascism. This is modern fascism, textbook. And they are getting away with it. The president, obviously, is aware. He's being made aware because they are censoring him. And 2 years ago, when Alex Jones and David Knight were talking about this, it seemed to some that that was a fantasy, that more and more would be purged. It was only this one-time thing. And that now we're looking at, in 2020, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at the censorship of the President of the United States, which is sobering. Because if they're not stopped here, they'll never be stopped. They have the power of a nation state or more. So we're going to be talking about that today, especially in the third hour with Harrison Smith. I've also got some headlines to go over. And sometime in this hour, I will talk about the bright side of some news that has come out because of these lockdowns and this psychological operation and the control of our movements. There's some good news there. Not much, but there is some. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn filling in for David. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. And, of course, Neil Young. There is a warning sign on the road ahead. I was talking about that yesterday, and the crew has put up in real time for me on the screens the prices of gold and silver, which are a reflection of those warnings, the economic uncertainty, people all across the globe buying precious metals, hedging against what looks to be an economic reset, right, for good or ill. Gold at $2,057 per troy ounce, 2,057 fiat Federal Reserve notes per troy ounce, silver at $28.18 per troy ounce. Amazing moves in the metals markets, and we'll be talking in the second hour with both Fringe Files and Gerald Celente about gold and silver to get their thoughts. I have some headlines for you. Yesterday we talked about, a whole host of things, and we talked about gold and silver, but the explosion in Lebanon, and there's a lot of investigations going on now, but I saw an article up on LouRockwell.com, and of course that's always a good place for libertarian thought and anti-war thought. There was a sitrep, which is a situation report, from a Lebanese friend, and this is not named, but I wanted to go over some of the key points in this letter that, on the ground, someone there, what they believe, and of course this is subjective to their opinion, but I wanted to tell you what was in this article. It says the disaster completely serves current U.S.-Israeli efforts to pressure Lebanon economically to bow down to their demands. The site of the explosion, the port of Beirut, was the transit through which 50 to 80% of Lebanon's commodity and trade needs were met. The explosion struck what reserves stored there as well, exacerbating the dire economic situation and inflation further. Israeli officials a few days ago were warning the resistance that if they struck Israeli army targets, a response to recent Israeli crimes by resistance was imminent. Lebanon's infrastructure would be targeted. And 1 year ago exactly, Israel's ambassador to the UN said at the Security Council that the port of Beirut had become Hezbollah's port. Lebanese ambassador said this was a direct threat to Lebanon's civilians and security. So just some on the ground intel there, via LouRockwell.com. And I wanted to bring that to you because we're still investigating, still looking at the angles here. No one claiming responsibility, but if you look at those videos, it looks, like a weapon of some kind detonated. On purpose to me, but again, still being investigated, and we'll anything new comes in, I'll have it out here on the desk. Let's go over some headlines, and this will be kind of a breakdown of what you're seeing in the news, the Northeast, West, and South, and then I've got here at the next segment I can go over some good news and cover a couple of articles that are relevant, but. You know, this off newswars.com really sums up our time, because, we're all being forced this, bill of goods that it's being forced down our throat. And you look at this headline, 6-year-old, chokes on a face mask baked into a McDonald's chicken nugget in the UK. And you think about, just what a metaphor that is, and thank goodness she's okay. But it was just baked into there, and you can see the image up on newswars.com. Absolutely insane, but this is just such a great metaphor for the times in which we're in. This mask, the mask insanity, and now it's baked into our food, not only into our psychology, but poisoning us. And the mask really is poison. You look at people touching their mask. These people aren't health professionals. We're all being told to wear the mask, put on your Fauci burka, And it is insane, the level of stupidity. And that article up on newswars.com, and I thought I would start with that because we have looking at that in our society, looking at that baked into there, it just seemed to be such a metaphor that I could understand. There's also an article up on the National Pulse that I found early this morning, and I wanted to go over this in a little bit more detail. We might have to wait when we come back from the break because it really breaks down what a liar Fauci is. And we're all trying to figure out, you know, the opposition to hydroxychloroquine and why the coordinated effort from big tech, from the bureaucracies, from big pharma, all of that. This document may give us and shed a little bit of light on that massive resistance, not only the fraud, you know, behind them pushing the vaccine so hard, but why, you know, obviously, you know, those of us who study this closely know about control and tracking and depopulation and the rest. But there is something else here just on a mid-grade level that may explain why the opposition is so strong. And I'll break that down when we return. Folks, we've got some great deals and specials on InfoWarsStore.com. This organization on the air today, doing well, speaking out against the tyranny of the globalist, bringing truth to the airwaves, standing strong because of your support. And you look at the 50 to 60% off sales on the Reopen America special on InfoWarsStore.com. Amazing deals on great products that I use every day, products like the X2 nascent iodine, products like Bodies. I'm using my BrainForce Plus today. And these are wonderful products, and they also keep this great organization on the air and bringing the message of truth to you every single day. So we hope that you will go there and support us, keep us on the air, keep us fighting. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Human freedom, the wild, wild west, the Renaissance, America. Human liberty, the west built all the freedom, all the choices, all the empowerment we see. The general population has been programmed that submission to tyranny brings them prosperity. Because in the last 50 years, under psychotic globalist control, they have taught us by successive approximation to bow down and each time be given a reward, a treat. But that's like training wild pigs to come eat out of your hand. And finally, one day you lead them into the barn and close the door and butcher them. We're now reaching that point in societal development where submission is death, where submission is the human species being destroyed forever on the altar of Satan. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to introduce to you a new line of high-quality products developed by my father, a retired dentist, Dr. David R. Jones. Dr. Jones Naturals, naturally fluoride-free activated charcoal toothpaste, which cleans your teeth, freshens your breath, and is enamel safe. This is a concentrated toothpaste. It doesn't have all the fillers. It is amazing. Folks have loved the other toothpaste that he's developed. If you like those, you're really going to love this. And there's also the high-quality activated charcoal mouthwash. And then on top of that, 8 other new products available at InfoWarsStore.com with this new line, Dr. Jones Naturals. Again, InfoWarsStore.com with a new line of Dr. Jones Naturals, or visit DrJonesNaturals.com and find the entire line on his new shopping cart. Again, my dad, who helped launch the InfoWar, is now a major sponsor of the operation. Thanks, Dad, for all your support.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him. I said, do you understand? I didn't come up with any of this. I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared. You know, the next time I saw him in a few months and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay? It's real. It's real.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Broadcasting since 2013, and I can promise you I wouldn't want to be anywhere but here. This is the headquarters of courage and truth. Proud to be on the David Knight Show, filling in for David and on InfoWars. So on the citizenfreepress.com, there is an article put up there by the National Pulse. This was a headline. Exclusive hidden FDA doc explains why liar Fauci opposes hydroxychloroquine, top doctors explain. And it goes on to really get into the reason. We know we're kind of looking at this through the lens of the depopulation, the tracking, the vaccine. It must be the vaccine, the profit motive. But there's a reg here, and let's go over this article. It says the possible treatment shunned by the mainstream media and big tech has far-ranging champions from Yale epidemiologists to frontline doctors to President Trump. Despite this support, corroborated by scientific studies, the medical establishment under the auspices of Dr. Anthony Fauci have refused to grant hydroxychloroquine emergency use authorization, EUA. July 29th, documents from a Food and Drug Administration FDA presentation reveal, however, that the qualifying criteria for extending EUA to the drug appear to have been met. It may be effective and that no adequate approved and available alternative exists. The document makes clear that the emergency use authorization cannot be used for more than one drug or therapeutic, and the establishment is potentially, therefore, saving the EUA preemptively for vaccines and remdesivir, patently high-value big pharma drugs, instead of hydroxychloroquine. So it goes on to say that Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who authored a study on the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine, outlined the medical establishment's campaign against the drug. He emphasized that Dr. Fauci has lied to the American people by insisting that authorizing a treatment for COVID-19 rests on controlled trials to get anything through the FDA. He also noted that due to the sheer existence of hydroxychloroquine, a potential treatment, available drugs like remdesivir and the vaccine by the FDA's own internal rules cannot get EUA. So they have to blatantly ignore hydroxychloroquine. They have to keep it off of this so they can ram through their vaccines per their own rules. And they're responsible for the deaths of Americans. Just a disgusting display of arrogance and sociopathic behavior by these bureaucratic elite. And of course, Dr. Fauci and the like still allowed to be at the helm, which is a crime in and of itself. But I'm going to talk more about the vaccine later in the show too. There's a new, there's a study on how to get you motivated for this new mandatory vaccine. And of course, they won't call it that. They want you to choose. They want you to embrace it. And I'll go over that as well. But the good news, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to cover the possible good news here, which it looks to be. Article up on lewrockwell.com. from Dr. Joseph McCullough, and it has to do with the striking decline of premature births and SIDS during COVID. It says, while the global lockdowns for the COVID-19 pandemic have had far-reaching ramifications, not all side effects have been bad. Two interesting changes noted by doctors around the world are a dramatic reduction in premature births and sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, as explained by the Deakin Herald. About 1 in 10 U.S. babies is born early. Pregnancy usually lasts about 40 weeks, and any delivery before 37 weeks is considered preterm. The cost to children, their families, financially, emotionally, and in long-term health effects can be great. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, babies born prematurely, especially before 32 weeks, are at higher risk of vision, hearing problems, cerebral palsy, and death. And so he looks and says, curiously, during March and April this year, while most of the world enforced more or less strict stay-at-home orders, premature births plummeted by 90% in Denmark and 73% in Ireland and nearly halved in Canada. Dr. Roy Phillip, a neonatalist at the University Maternity Hospital Limerick in Ireland, told the Deakin Herald he's never seen anything like these numbers in his two-decade career. Unusual reductions has also been reported, including in Australia, the Netherlands, and the U.S. The Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee, for example, had about 20% fewer preemies than is typical for March. As noted in the Irish study posted on the preprint server, and that goes on to list that in the article, and go on to ask, why have premature births dropped? It is still not known, but it could be, the article points out, it could be related to fewer maternal vaccinations. So the lockdowns disrupting the vaccination visits, regular visits to the clinics, and it goes on to list some of the evidence. While the scientific evidence is far from conclusive, some studies suggest maternal vaccinations might raise the risk of preterm birth. One such study, published in the journal Pharmacy World and Science in 2007, found it raised the risk by anywhere from 4% to 25%, or 14% on average, according to the paper. And you also have the drop in SIDS, the sudden infant death syndrome, during the lockdowns. An article in Korean Wellness also highlighted another curious trend, according to Health Choice White Paper by Amy Becker and Mark Blaxel, published in June of 2020. The death rate among children in the U.S. has mysteriously dropped during the lockdowns. So there's lots of research going on about this, but as I promised, you look at these two things, the reduction in premature births, and that could be related to maternal vaccines, and you see the reduction in SIDS. And of course, the full article up on lourockwell.com, lots of sites and info that you're going to want to check out if you're so inclined. But that is the good news, okay? I've been searching, looking for the bright side, besides just knowing, you know, the intel of who your enemy is and how bad it is, and having that, I guess it really is a gift from God to have a clear view of reality and of the battlefield. And that is good, and that is a blessing, and we're thankful for that. But it's good to know that there's children that are doing well, possibly, and alive today because of the lockdown. So maybe that is the bright side of that. So this is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. More on the other side. We have guests coming up in the second and third hour you're not going to want to miss. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It is the two-year banniversary, so help out InfoWars. Get some of their amazing products and help yourself. We'll be right back.
America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. VasoBeats, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high-quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth that's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do, and they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19 to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance. Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks, be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's the same kind of story that seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window.
You're unmasked and unafraid.
It might be out on that lawn.
Here at the David Knight Show, I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. I always make sure to say that I'm filling in for David. You cannot replace David Knight. Filling in. Article up on Infowars.com. This goes great with the, the preceding information as well, because we're talking about the vaccines. And only 42% say they will submit to a coronavirus vaccine. A new Yahoo News YouGov poll found that just 42% of Americans say they plan to get a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. And it talks about the differences in Democrats, 55% to Republicans, 37%. So they're willing to get vaccinated. And I saw that this article this morning, and then I went over and I was looking at Natural News, and Lance Johnson had found an article and a study, rather, that I wanted to cover that really pairs with this. This is Natural News. Government conducting clinical trials to learn how to best manipulate Americans to take the COVID-19 shots. The percentage of Americans who plan to get the new COVID-19 vaccine continues to fall. And this, of course, is the Yahoo News YouGov poll. In order to manipulate Americans to take the upcoming rushed COVID-19 shots, the federal government got together with Yale to research and conduct clinical trials to learn how to best manipulate the public. And since the COVID-19 vaccines are too big to fail, with billions of dollars of taxpayer funds invested into the vaccine companies, the government must make sure that everyone abides by the new vaccine science. The clinical trial tests 10 different messages about vaccinating and how to best convince people to comply with the upcoming vaccines. This goes on to list the reasons. They list a host of reasons, 10 of them, to manipulate the public. The first one is the personal freedom message. The tactic tried to convince participants that COVID-19 is limiting people's personal freedom. Well, it certainly is. Even though government and institutional leaders are the ones restricting freedoms, but by working together to get enough people vaccinated, society can preserve its personal freedom, according to the message. Oh, that is warped speed. Economic freedom message. This applies to getting you freedom in your economic life. The self-interest message. The message is about convincing people that COVID-19 presents a real danger to one's health, that their immune system is incapable And there's nothing anyone can do to stop it, no matter how young and healthy you are. Getting the vaccine is the best thing you do to keep yourself safe. Remember, be safe. That's part of our new lexicon. Community interest message. And this is about not killing your loved ones, not being selfish, and getting the vaccine. You must do this. This is in the interest of everyone. Of course, economic benefit. People go back to work. We'll boost the economy if we're vaccinated. That's why they're holding us down, locked down, destroying the economy, the controlled demolition, putting you on the UBI. Of course. And of course, the guilt message. There's a lot of that going around. Without the vaccine, everyone spreads infections they do not have. The vaccine science will only work if everyone complies. Isn't that interesting? Have you noticed that? I've said this on my show many times about the idiocy of that logic. So your vaccine doesn't work if I don't get mine? Well, why did you? I don't understand. That's not how vaccines. I thought your vaccine worked if it's so wonderful, right? There's the anger message. This message teaches that participants to be angry at those who do not vaccinate because they're putting the health of the community at risk. Oh, there's a lot of that out there, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of anger. You can see them, the zombies screaming and yelling, terrified. Their TV box completely has hijacked their mind and spirit, their body. They are very angry at all of us who are skeptical of the lockdown science, of the Fauci science, the Fauchism. We're all, those of us who are skeptical are being yelled at, screamed at, maced, attacked, even shot at. there's reports of that. And I believe more to come when they've whipped this society up in such a frenzy. It is absolute insanity out there. Then there's the trust in science message. This message is about putting blind trust, and that's what it is, isn't it? Blind trust in vaccine science and worshiping vaccine orthodoxy. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to worship it. Getting a COVID-19 vaccine is the only way. It's the only way to have immunity, and anyone who disagrees is ignoring the science, right? It's science. The mask is science, right, folks? Because making a cloth mask at your house makes you a bio warfare expert, right? It makes you capable of going into a level 4 bio lab, right? Is that how it works in the Army? I forget. Somebody remind me. What did you have to wear in the Army? It's a pro mask. You have to wear a sealed mask with a canister filter for biological entities, for viruses, for anything like that. The cloth mask is great for dust. Like say you're, you know, out working on a ranch and there's a dust storm, your bandana works fine. Well, and not for too long. You got to change it out. But for viruses, but that's, this is the science that they're telling us now. Those are scientific. And then there's the not brave message. This message uses peer pressure and a sense of pride to convince people to vaccinate. The message talks about how firefighters, doctors, and frontline medical workers are brave. And those who chose not to get vaccinated against COVID-19 are not brave. Those of us who don't want aborted fetal tissue and adjuvants like aluminum and mercury and God knows what else made, you know, the DNA altering substances. No, thank you. I'm all vaxxed out. I'm sure my anthrax vaccine will attack the COVID. And of course, you look at the manipulation tactics. And, in fact, they are currently being used to control people's minds and personal freedom. You will succumb. Will you succumb to this psychological abuse? The article has. That's a great question. So folks, they're already planning on selling you this vaccine. And isn't it interesting that our national immunity to propaganda is stronger than you thought because you see the images on the TV box, because the news is all too happy to report some of the more active zombies, you know, macing and screaming and having meltdowns at big box stores. But if you look at the percentages here, That's kind of a, that's a very bright spot. Maybe this is the second bit of good news, that there is a chunk of Americans who are skeptical on these vaccines. And maybe that's our immunity. That's our herd immunity to psychological warfare and to propaganda. Does the America of old, is that the old immunity kicking in, where we're not trusting of our overlords the way that our ancestors weren't, the way that our history teaches us to be skeptical? Is this possible? Am I looking at another set of good news that they're having to get Yale involved to conduct these psychological experiments to figure out how to sell you on this vaccine that's being cooked up? And of course, they don't want you to know about other treatments. They don't want you to know about anything other than the vaccine. If you notice, that's all they ever talk about. So there's something there, and that must be resisted. That's the key issue. You know, the reasons that they go after all these other treatments, the reason these doctors are censored, the reason that it has to be, there can be only one, is because it's sinister. They want that control. They want you with the vaccine. This is a way to track you, to target you. And ultimately, I believe it is a depopulation system. This is the David Knight Show. Stick around. Great guest on the other side of the break. See you soon.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Out your plans and to make it do for some other.
I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. I told the crew, just like the Big Lebowski, I have to have Creedence playing. Got some great guests in this hour and the next. I'll be joined in the next 30 minutes or so by Gerald Celente. And we'll be talking about gold and silver and whatever Gerald would like to talk about. But my first guest is Fringe Files. She is a researcher, has her own YouTube channel. I find her research highly interesting. She's been a guest on my show. And I wanted to have her on today to come on before Gerald because she had some information on gold and silver that I found really enlightening when it comes to the money supply, and something I'd never actually heard before. And that is not all too often, because I study this subject, well, all the time, every single day, as Fringe Files know. So welcome to the David Knight Show, Fringe.
Hey, Tony. So we've got a lot to go over. I'm going to try to kind of sum this up for everybody. And I'll get to what you were talking about, but I wanted to save that for the last bit. Now, to start off, so everyone has an understanding of where we are, the Fed is encouraging extremely risky behavior right now. And they're doing this by keeping the stock market alive, even to the point of buying bankrupt companies and bonds. And this is kind of taking that zombie economy that we had to a whole new level. And to throw it out there, no matter who was put in office or in the White House, this economy was going to crash either way. And now we have the scamdemic to blame it on, right? So the time to kind of get prepared for all of that is right now. You know, I would say focus on your household, having food, water, and all that stuff you can get at InfoWars store, you know, pretty easy. But second after that is to have those precious metals for whenever all this starts to really collapse on us.
Right. And, you know, I wanted to have you on today, and we're going to kind of, in the next segment, I wanted to do a dive on the money supply, because putting the numbers out for people really hits home when you see the devaluation of our dollar by our bankster elite and what they've done. It's an unsustainable system. And that's what I find most when I study this, is the criminality of it, the unsustainability of it, and how people really need to understand that this rise in gold and silver. I'm looking at the charts right now, Fringe, $2,000, 66, 2,066 on gold, all-time high. So every day that I'm on air here filling in for David, I'm seeing gold at historic prices. Silver right now, $28.30. And so you're seeing silver back on the rise. Of course, the all-time high being 50, hitting that both in 1980 and 2011. But things have changed, and I know you're going to point out some of those charts and facts and figures that you had found in your research, and I really appreciate you joining us today. People can find you, because I know they're going to want, after this next segment, they're going to want to find you on Twitter, at @fringe_files, and, of course, your YouTube channel. You can find you by searching Fringe Files. And I believe you have fringefiles.video. It takes you direct to your YouTube account. Okay. Well, stick around with us. My guest is Fringe Files. We're going to talk about the money supply, gold and silver, before we talk to Gerald Celente. This is the David Knight Show. We'll be right back.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S., hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed, Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe, Virgin Marys are getting torn down, I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide, and pray for the people under deception
of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, your host, filling in for David. My guest is Fringe Files. She is a YouTube researcher, talks about precious metals, alternative media, and she likes to do deep dives into these subjects, and I find her channel very interesting. Of course, she walked into my shop in Branson, Missouri, didn't know that I had a radio show. And I didn't know anything about her. So now we've done a few shows together, and she has a lot of great info. So tell me, Fringe, I was listening to one of your programs that you do sometimes late at night after I'm long since asleep because I'm old and you are not. And you have some info on the money supply that I had never actually put those figures together. So talk a little bit about that.
All right. Well, to kind of get into that right now, it looks so extreme right now because we have millions of people out of work. You have thousands of businesses struggling, thousands that are dying off, right? You've got about 1,000 businesses dying off every week. So trillions of new dollars are being printed. We all know this. Stimulus and relief are being sent to us. The U.S. debt clock is literally sitting at $26.6 trillion, I believe. So you see our currency is rapidly losing its value. Now, if you were to pull up the U.S. debt clock right now, there's something on there called the dollar to silver ratio. Now, it shows you 1913, and it shows you now in real time 2020. So the dollar to silver ratio in 1913 was $2.64 per ounce. And right. The dollar to silver ratio right now is $4,058 per ounce. That's absolutely insane. Now, the way that you get this is the year over year increase in the U.S. money, M2 money supply divided by the yearly world production of gold or silver. And that is just inflated this number to an insane amount. Now, I'm not saying that we'll ever see silver literally at $4,000 per ounce. If you ever did, I would say hide in your homes and don't come out. That's about right. How bad things are getting right now. Right. And then you just see those paper to silver, paper to gold ratios being absolutely insane. Remember, like, if you don't hold it, you don't own it. Those contracts don't mean a thing. When this all comes down, people are going to want that physical silver or physical gold, and they will not be able to get it.
What did you say the ratio to gold was?
The gold ratio, I can pull that up. The dollar to gold ratio right now is $32,343 per ounce.
What was it in 1913?
That's insane. In 1913, it was $29 per ounce.
Right, because you look at the $20 gold piece, you know, is a $20 gold piece was an ounce, or 0.9675 of an ounce. Mm-hmm. This is the criminality. This is the fraud of the fiat currency system. They've printed, and like I said, into oblivion. Now, somebody got onto me yesterday in the channel and said, it's not printing. Well, no, they use keystrokes. You know,
okay,
I understand.
They put numbers printing, on a board?
Right. Right. It's just, I understand it's not, printing's a good way to explain it mm-hmm. to people because they think of the printing press and they think of it being, you know, minted, but I understand. No, it is keystrokes. And every time they do that, this massive devaluation happens. Mm-hmm. And it's just so insane. So when you look at the warning signs that are happening right now, and Peter Schiff talked about this yesterday, there is a rise in gold, and it vindicates us gold bugs and us
yes.
people that are silver advocates. But it really makes me afraid for my country because I realize the fraud that's gone on is going to hurt the average person. Now, it won't hurt the fat cats. It won't hurt the multinationals, as you know, but it's going to really hurt, the average American who's stuck, in this system.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's really interesting about all of this is many people had debated after 08, after 2011, there's been this big debate if gold was in a bubble or not. And I can honestly say what we're seeing today, I think, is everything you need to know or see on why gold is not in a bubble. Now, this is my belief, but if gold was in a massive bubble, we would have seen the sell-off when we reached those all-time highs. Like, we are getting those healthy dips in the metals markets, but for right now, there's massive buying momentum. So keep in mind, like, although I don't think that gold is in a bubble, silver is what we should be watching because it has greater upside potential.
Right. And of course, the white metal, a lot easier to obtain. I mean, you can get an ounce of silver for less than $30. Mm-hmm. To me, that's still very, very cheap. And historically, you're going to want to hold on to anything that is finite and precious. Asset classes are very important right now in this time, as you see the fraud that's gone on with our central banking system. And those numbers, just staggering. When I heard that, I'd never really put those things together. I'd always look at the, you know, the devaluation of commodity. So, like, I knew that the, you know, a gold ounce, a coin from 1913 could buy about the same then that it does now, the gold. But the dollar is what it took the hit. But you putting those numbers in real time together, I'd never actually done that. And that's just, it's mind-boggling the amount of fraud that's gone on. And of course, even since 1971, you look at that, when Nixon took us off the gold standard, that that rush to get all of those dollars out there and pay for all these programs slowly eating away the value of our currency. And so people right now are returning. They're returning to gold and silver. They're, and this is a time of anxiety. And it's real. There's a lot of uncertainty on the road ahead. Fringe, what do you feel like in the next 6 months we're looking at economically?
Actually, it is, it's terrifying because the moment that this scamdemic started, whether you want to believe that there's something sinister out there or not, I was telling my followers, this is what they need to let this all come down. There's a one world government. They're making their moves right now in front of us. And never did I think that people would be so compliant with what's happening. And that's what really scares me. It's good to see that smart money is moving into the precious metals market. You do see a rise in cryptos as well. That's not really my thing, but if it's yours, that's cool. So seeing this is scaring me because this is all that they need to move us into this. I never thought that people would be so scared of something that had a 99.7 or 0.8 survival rate. And we're just going with the flow. And now we can print into oblivion, right? Or we could say cash is dirty, whatever it is. It feels like we're going to be moving to that digital dollar and the Fed is going to be right on top of it. They've been working on this for a while and it's ready to roll out. And I wouldn't be surprised if people are okay with that as well. But that lets you know you need to get into these precious metals because your dollar is losing value. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, but I want to own as little dollars as possible right now and put them all into metals. That's kind of where I am right now.
Yeah, and you look at the push for a cashless society, you know, the cash has the COVID. And there's no coins. I was at a convenience store this morning and they're like, oh, we don't have any coins. And that's because all of these millions of small businesses, as you know, have closed down. The deposits have gone away. And, of course, they're restricting the supply. So, no, we're being pushed into a cashless society. That's so they can control this massive amount of digital dollars and the keystrokes, as I was talking about. It's not just the printing, but they can contract and expand that money supply in real time to more perpetuate their fraud. So I don't want in their system, like you said, you don't want to totally get out of having banking or anything like that, but the fiat currency system is a fraud, and you want to look into asset classes. Gold and silver are a good way to start. My guest has been Fringe Files. Find her on YouTube and, of course, on Twitter, Fringe_Files. And I believe you can go direct to fringefiles.video. It'll take you direct to her YouTube page. She has some great deep dives, some wonderful alternative media, and very entertaining channel. Thank you, Fringe, for coming on the David Knight Show.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you on the other side, folks.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be innovation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone. August 2020 is here. It's less than 90 days out from the historic election. The Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, and the blue states and blue cities are all battling to keep America shut down and to destroy free speech as well to ensure their final takeover of the United States by removing President Donald John Trump. At InfoWars, we're fighting back harder than ever, so your word of mouth and your prayer is key for the transmission. Also, your financial support is absolutely critical, and we make it easy to support us with high-quality, game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've launched a new sale, Reopen America Back to School Special, 50-60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Chill Force, Winter Sun Plus, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Lung Cleanse Plus, Survival Shield X2, and so many other best-selling products at 50-60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now and fund the InfoWar. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it's, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. It's the first time I appeared on this magnificent program via Skype with David. We were talking about the Federal Reserve and, of course, gold and silver. And he asked me, this is in November, I believe, of 2019. He asked me if I thought the economic situation, how it looked, if there was a possibility for a crash. And I said, I think so. I believe within 18 months, And I was kind of right, but it had no, I didn't obviously foresee COVID-1984 or the pandemic. It was the economic situation was unsustainable before that. COVID gives them the cover, and it also gives them, they can roll out their playbook, their wish list, all of the things they ever wanted, the tracking systems, the hive that they want to build, the Agenda 2030, the New World Order. This is their playbook, and they're running it right now with COVID as the cover. And of course, that's being exposed here, and that's why they hate alternative media, the overlords. And so honor to be here today on the David Knight Show. In the next segment, we will be talking to Gerald Celente, and I'm a huge fan. I've never actually done an interview or talked to Gerald on the air, but follow his work. And before we get to that segment, I was just going to go through a few headlines that are up on Infowars.com. And this is really in relation to what we've been talking about as well. The food prices rise to dangerous levels as a second wave of layoffs hits the U.S. economy. You may have noticed that food prices have started to go up aggressively. I've repeatedly warned my readers that this is precisely what would happen, and more price increases are on the way. Fear of COVID-19 has sparked a tremendous amount of extra demand as Americans have feverishly stocked up their pantries. And at the same time, the virus has made it very difficult for major food companies to keep up. So much of this was planned also, these supply chains, just looking at that and causing the panic. What's the latest on toilet paper? Is everybody able to get some? I didn't really ever notice a shortage in the Ozarks. There wasn't the stampedes that I saw in major cities. There was, you know, I think we ran out of hand sanitizer, and I already had some, so I wasn't really worried, but that was a big thing. As over the past several months, we've seen large numbers of food production facilities close down temporarily. Food supply chains have been thrown into a state of chaos. And grocery stores have found it increasingly difficult to keep their shelves full. Yes, this is important to watch. You know, not only have the supply chains been disrupted, but the controlled demolition of the economy, that great transfer of wealth, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest transfer of wealth of all time. You know, before that, the greatest transfer of wealth in my calculations was the scam, the global god of free trade that our elites worshiped. And it helped them transfer assets, transfer manufacturing, technology, wealth, all that. That was the biggest transfer. That was the biggest theft. Now the heist, this is dwarfing. That's what's going on now. It's dwarfing what was stolen from the American people, during the last 40 years, just in this last year with the, middle class being destroyed, with small business being destroyed with these lockdowns on purpose to serve the needs of our ruling elite and multinationals who are consolidating and getting wealthier and wealthier and wealthier as the food supply dwindles and as prices rise. Now, you also have prices rising because of that hidden cost of the devaluation of the dollar. And you're making the same, but you can't buy as much as you used to. And that is a crime in and of itself. All of this leads back to criminality. All of it, sad, sad state of affairs for our country. So when you're talking about the food supply, when you're talking about rising prices, folks, it's good to have storable food. Infowarsstore.com. Get that 25-year guarantee. Put some food away. And have that peace of mind. It's insurance you can eat. And I buy that product monthly now. You know, I have to cash flow just like all the rest of you. I'm small business. And just because I'm in the gold and silver business and you see these rising prices, that doesn't mean I'm doing great. Actually, I'm down because people can't afford to buy it. And if they are in a situation they have to sell it, they have already done that. So there's lots to plan for in this economy, regardless of what you do. And one of the things you should plan for is the food supply being dwindled down and of course the cost of food rising and all the implications of that. Let's hit some other headlines as well. The LA mayor, Infowars.com, the LA mayor threatens to shut off power and water to homes that host parties. How dare you? This is by Paul Joseph Watson. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti has vowed to shut off power and water utilities to homes that host large parties in the latest escalation of COVID-19 control measures. Garcetti is angry at egregious violations of coronavirus lockdown rules, citing house parties in the Hollywood Hills. Flagrant violations of the law. See, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to have family. You're not allowed to have gatherings. You're not allowed to worship. You're only allowed to sit in the dark. You have to go home. You have to be by yourself. Isolate. Wear your mask in your car, in your shower, while you sleep. Eat with the mask on. Put it around the mask. Don't take it off. You will be maced. You will be pepper sprayed. Right? They're teaching us, they're teaching the populace to obey. And of course, this is just a, you know, you see the roadblocks, checkpoints in New York. I saw a lot of Twitter yesterday with images of Snake Plissken from Escape from New York becoming a reality in this dystopia that our elites are rolling out. Interesting times to be alive, folks. We are being tested, and I hope that I'm passing the test this morning. Being on the David Knight Show, being with this great crew, being here deep in the heart of Texas from the InfoWars Command Center, and we've got Gerald Celente on in the next segment. I'm really looking forward to that. Infowarsstore.com, folks. We have the Reopen America Back to School Special. 50%, 60% off top sellers and double Patriot points. I love my Patriot points. And you can certainly get some bodies, some Living Defense, Vaso Beats, Turbo Force, Brain Force, of which I am using right this minute, and the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. You're going to want to get some of that. This is wonderful stuff. Winter sun, get your vitamin D. This is the David Knight Show. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, I didn't know. I don't wear a mask.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our ultimate turmeric formula bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. VasoBeats, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David, my guest is Gerald Celente. Gerald Celente is an American trend forecaster, publisher of the Trends Journal, of which I subscribe, trendsresearch.com. You can find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And this is historic. You know, I've been filling in for David this week, Gerald, and gold for the first time breaking that $2,000 barrier. I know that you had forecasted that some time ago. So history is happening right now. I've got the chart live here. The crew pulled up gold and silver, and it's been rising since I went on the air this morning. What is your take on what's happening in the gold and silver markets and the precious metals markets?
Well, the central banks around the world are printing up all this digital money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. And we sent a trend alert out on June 6, 2019, and we said it was the beginning of the gold bull run. Gold was at $1,332 an ounce. And right now, as you mentioned, it's 2060. And then in mid-June, we said when silver was around $1,750 an ounce, we said that it's going to spike at a faster rate than gold. And now it's up, what, over $10, about $10 since then, an ounce. We said when gold breaks over 2,000, that's when you're really going to start seeing silver really, really start to take off. And just to make this clear, I bought silver back in 2011. I don't give financial advice. I started buying gold in 1978, I think my first buy, 77, 78, $187.50 an ounce. And I tell everybody, you buy it and you put it away. You buy it and you put it away. You buy it and you put it away. You put it away for your old age. And if young people started doing that and keep doing it, by the time you get to be a guy my age, you're taken care of. And then it also, you know, you have your ups and downs in life. And I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, Good Morning America, everybody. And they blackballed me when I said what would happen with the Afghan and Iraq wars. Nobody wanted to hear it. And I needed money. I had to borrow money. You know what I did? I went to friends. I said, here's X amount of dollars in gold. Here's the deal. I'll pay you back in 2 years. If I can't pay you back, you keep the gold. If the price goes up, you keep the difference in the price. If the price goes down, I'll pay you the difference. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll loan you the money and charge you a little interest, you know. Well, because now they have an intangible asset. They all got mad at me because I bought it all back. You know, I got my business running up again. And so what I'm saying is the reason it's going up is because we are in unprecedented times. People like to say, you know, they're doing this to get rid of Trump, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, at some point. But look what's going on in Australia. You have, if you look it up now, I think it's about 270 deaths. 270. March, April, May, June, July, and now we're in August. 270 deaths out of 25.5 million people. And they locked down the joint again until mid-September. I'm not making this up. They're doing it all over the world. So what they've done, Tony, is they've destroyed the global economy at a level we've never could imagine, unprecedented in world history. So all the central banksters are doing everything they can to keep pumping up the economies with cheap money. Now, in the United States, at the beginning of the year, oh, the national debt level is going to hit $1 trillion. Now what is it going to hit? $4 trillion. So what happens? Now you're seeing the dollar just hit a two-year low on Tuesday. The dollar's up 33% since the crash happened and the worst of it in 2011. It happened in 2008, but 2011 was the bottom.
Right.
The dollar's up 33% since then. Now it's going down. So now the euro is going up. Who in their right mind would invest in the euro when, and again, I don't give financial advice, when you have negative interest rates, when you have severe slash recession depression going on. Oh, they locked down Spain again. Oh, tourism is great over there. Yeah, nobody's going. How about Italy? Yeah, no tourists. France, no tourists. One place. Oh, and now let's go back to the reality. Let's go back to 2019. It's not ancient history. You had negative GDP growth in Germany in the last quarter of 2019. And then you take a trip around the world. You had 9 consecutive quarters of declining GDP growth in India. You had GDP growth in China. This is in 2019, the worst since 1990. Mexico was in a recession already. Now they've locked down everything. And they need money. So they're printing up this digital trash. And that's why gold and silver to me are going to continue to escalate. I see silver going to $80 an ounce.
So do I. Or higher. I mean, we're not giving financial advice, but you look at 1980, was it 1980, Gerald? And then 2011, silver was at 50.
Yep.
And of course the Fed came in 2011 and assured everyone, calmed everyone down. The quantitative easing would be rolled back. Interest rates would be stabilized. The money supply contracted, all the rest. And they broke that promise. This has been unprecedented printing. And like I said, into oblivion. And now we're seeing the decline in value of the dollar, food prices rising. You have small businesses closing all over the United States, millions, I mean, out of work. It is absolutely insane. But you're right. I really appreciate you bringing up the fact this is global. Because a lot of people just think, oh, this is just about Trump. No, he's part of this, but it's a factor. And this is a global systemic issue about our fiat currency system, which is really, I've been telling listeners all week, if you're trying to understand the fiat currency system economically, it's really hard to figure out. You need to think criminally. Think about it in a criminal way. And then you start to understand the fraud. And that's what they brought us to the brink of absolute economic collapse with their arrogance. And we are watching that unravel. I'm really glad that you're here with us today. My guest is Gerald Celente. You can find him trendsresearch.com. I subscribe to the Trends Journal, and it is a wonderful, wonderful journalism. Twitter at Gerald Celente. This is the David Knight Show. We'll be right back after the break with Gerald Celente. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. We've got some great specials on the Reopen America Back to School, 50 to 60% off top sellers. I can't stress it enough. Wonderful products, and you get to support the InfoWar. I've been saying all week, too, storable food, the water filtration systems. It goes hand in hand with the aftermath of this economic decline that is by design. Stick around. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN. Because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
I have never been so concerned about what's going on. This is all martial law prepping, martial law training, and now they have activated the most criminal elements of the deep state, and Pelosi is bragging they're going to remove the president illegally with COG. You cannot remove the president with COG. You can remove the president, 25th Amendment, or impeachment, but they're saying they're going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, they are putting this in every newspaper in the country and legitimizing the fact that if he contests the election in any way, when they say by default they are, that they're going to pull this. This is maximum alert. This is emergency alert. Yes, they've censored the Patriots off most of the internet, but Band.Video video is still there. The radio show is still there. And yes, we're getting about five times the traffic we were getting before the ban to the actual sites. But we need to get this message to other people outside of our audience. So tell everyone now about the martial law plan and the plan to get rid of Trump. It's all posted at Band.Video video. Please, we can defeat these people if you take action. You are the answer. Please, please, please.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag, 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you. So don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Some people say I'm a no-count. Others say I'm no good. But I'm just a natural-born traveling man.
Welcome back. This is The David Knight Show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Tony Arterburn. My guest is Gerald Celente. A huge fan of this man and his work, trendsresearch.com, the Trends Journal, an important piece of journalism there. Also, you want to follow that, subscribe, I do. But, you know, Gerald, we were talking off air, and I was telling Mr. Celente about my service as a U.S. Army paratrooper and a combat veteran, and I served in Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Iraq. And, of course, later in life, not too much later after my service, I became familiar with the work of Gerald Celente and, of course, the Occupy Peace movement, which is so important to our liberties and keeping our country sane and safe at the same time. The military-industrial complex, the forces of evil, really, behind our foreign policy of death and destruction have caused so much decline in our liberties, our health, and our safety. But you have Gerald Celente talking about Occupy Peace. But I heard you on the Lou Rockwell podcast some months ago, and I forget the exact date, but, you know, it was really powerful. And you were talking about, this is really before COVID really dominated all the headlines. And you had mentioned to Lou about your opposition to this emerging war that's being laid out for us with China. And I happen to agree with you. You have Pompeo going to the Nixon library. And, of course, Nixon opened China in 72. And you have him setting this course for this Cold War, which I believe, Gerald, and this is my opinion, that it's a farce, that it's meant to condition us on a war footing for war power. What are your thoughts on this new direction in our foreign policy in regards to Occupy Peace?
History is repeating itself. We have currency wars going on, trade wars going on with China, and now we are in the greatest depression. This is going down. This is going to be worse than anybody can. It's already happening. As I mentioned, 3,000 businesses are out of business here in New York City. We're down in New York City. We're north of it. It's all over the country, all over the world. So you go back to the 1930s. You had a currency war and a trade war with Japan. Then you had the Great Depression. And then you had World War II. Now we have currency wars, trade wars. We're in the greatest depression. My greatest fear is World War III. And it's already being staged with China being the arch enemy. And not that I'm a fan of China by any stretch of the imagination. By the way, I believe that China, you go back to our Trends Journal, January 28th of this year, the headline read, Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. And our next line was, 1.4 billion still alive.
I remember that.
Yeah,
yes.
New Black Plague. So what the hell are you telling me 106 people died in China? Well, I'll tell you what they did. They couldn't stop the rebellions going on in Hong Kong. They couldn't do it. And I was on Hong Kong TV a number of times. And they, everybody I talked to, the, you know, people, you know, between breaks and stuff. Oh yeah, we're fighting it. We've had it with the Chinese. Well, we're not going to fight. We're not going to stop. It's over. It's over. The Chinese used that to lock down Hong Kong, and then they passed all these other laws. It's done. It's done. It's finished. So now, the business of China is business. And that's what they're doing. The business of America has become war. What are we doing? You know, I was so happy Trump was going to close the bait. What are we doing in Germany? What are we doing in Italy? Yeah, the World War II ended, what, 75 years ago? Oh, the Russians are coming. The Russians are going to stop with this stuff. So to me, here our nation is falling apart. The infrastructure is crap. I have Occupy pieces to bring home the troops, secure the homeland, close those bases overseas that are enriching the military industrial complex. Oh yeah, Trump is going to take 9,000 troops out of Germany. Where's he moving them to? Italy? Belgium? What are you doing? Close all of them down. What are we doing in Okinawa? What are we doing all over the world as our nation is going down? Now, I don't have to tell you, you had skills, what you were doing when you were in the service. But how many people get out and have nothing to do? So I call it the Works Troops Progress Administration, taking after the WPA, the Work Progress Administration of the 1930s. Put our troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. Give them skills. And when things before COVID happened, the construction industry was short of people with skills. So now we close the borders using our troops, rebuild our rotted infrastructure, bring that money home, and force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II in violation of the Constitution. You don't give El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos the right to go to war.
That's right.
And then finally, have a referendum on each state ballot where we the people will tell, vote, and a referendum whether or not we want our senators and congressmen to vote to go to war, because we're the ones that pay for the war with our money and our lives. And this is so destructive. And again, it's destroying, it's what Eisenhower warned about. You mentioned to me, you read Smedley Butler's book on War's a Racket. Eisenhower's farewell address, five-star general, Supreme Sure. Commander of the Allied Forces, two-term president. And I don't have to tell you what he knew and what he saw and what you saw. He hated war because he saw the destruction of it. And he That's warns right. Americans that
and
the military
General Douglas MacArthur.
Complex is robbing the nation of the genius of scientists, sweat of the labors, and the future of the children. And here we are.
Yes, and General Douglas MacArthur echoed the same sentiments and on his deathbed, begging Lyndon Johnson to stay out of Vietnam. Douglas MacArthur wanted a constitutional amendment banning war, abolishing it. And so these old warriors, you know, as they age, they realize that war was a racket. And of course, now we just have the most hyper interventionist, defense apparatus. And it's really disturbing. And of course, when we're talking about this, China policy, Gerald, look, I am no fan of the communist Chinese. They are bad actors. But the issue becomes when you're only talking about doing something about China, you're not talking about doing something about our deep state and our multinational corporations that are intertwined with them. Those things never get mentioned when I hear this new rollout of a Cold War with China. I never hear anything about the actors and the apparatuses that flow through them and make the Chinese possible. And of course, the Chinese, you know, they are bad actors and they are totalitarian and they're a murderous regime. But our ruling elite gave them everything. We gave them our manufacturing.
That's right.
We gave them our technology, everything.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We don't ever talk about the treason that went on to bolster this regime. So, no, I wanted to get your opinion on that because Pompeo going to the Nixon Library, where Nixon regardless of what you think about him. He wanted peacemaker put on his tombstone, and he opened China, hoping that that would be a way to end the Cold War. And now we have this total reversal of that policy. I thought that was bizarre, and no mention of the treason that went on to give the Chinese so much of our wealth and technology.
No. And the other thing, too, and you know, they asked Einstein, and that, you know, I'm emotional because I'm a visionary and I see the future and I see hell on earth. They asked Einstein, what kind of weapons will be used to fight the Third World War? He said, I don't know, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the fourth.
That's right.
And, you know, I was a keynote speaker at VMI, and I was with General Anthony Zinni. They brought me there to talk about new millennium warfare. And you know the line, generals are always fighting the last war. I mean, they're building aircraft carriers and all this stuff is antiquated crap. They're battleships. They're worthless. And so we need peace, not only peace for that reason, but to bring us prosperity. We need to be a self-sustaining economy. It's that low-life piece of garbage crap Bill Clinton that sold us out the worst with China and with beginning with NAFTA. China, yes. China was nowhere. Do you know?
5% bags of cash. Clinton White House bags of cash.
Yep.
5% Gerald, we've got to okay. go to break. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank My you. Guest has been Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. Find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. God bless you, sir. You're such a warrior for peace.
Thank you.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years, and if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
No, we don't gotta kill the Clintons. We'll make them kill themselves.
How's that?
Reign of terror.
We learned 6 months ago how staffers within the Bernie Sanders campaign have been planning a violent reign of terror. How they were planning an organized show of force and the destruction of property.
These people are motivated by fear. And if we mobilize and if we show, we make a show of force and a show, and so that like they're very strong and we've put in work and we're very powerful now, I think you'll have a good many people who are going to back down off of it, who are going to be so afraid that they're going to back down off that position. Just like a militant labor movement that's willing to, one, strike, and if necessary, just destroy property and things like that.
How they were planning to burn cities.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
Cities burn.
How they were organized with Antifa.
We don't want to scare people off, so you kind of got to feel it out first before you get into the crazy stuff. But
what kind of crazy stuff? Tell me.
You know, we were talking about, you know, more extreme organizations and stuff like Antifa. You know, we're talking about the yellow vests and all that. But, you know, we're kind of keeping that in the back burner for right now.
And that they were willing to murder.
What are we going to do with those people that resist the change? Because that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. In Cuba, what do they do to reactionaries?
They shot them on the beach.
Do you want to fight against the revolution? You're going to die for it, motherfucker.
Their reign of terror has arrived in the Black Lives Matter movement. And their main target is every law-abiding citizen in America. After weeks of unprecedented mayhem, we can clearly see their tactics. They stop traffic unannounced on major freeways or thoroughfares, placing a burden upon thousands of random men and women across the nation just going about their business. If anyone protests, asks for passage, or expresses anything other than submissive silence, they are attacked by the mob, dragged out of their cars, and beaten. We have had several drivers shot at.
A 27-year-old defense attorney shot a driver in the head during a protest.
These are random men and women who happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And after being dragged from their cars, beaten, and shot at, they are accused of somehow attacking the protest. The media supports this lie. Mainstream outlets running outrageous headlines, suggesting that any random person who gets attacked by the mob had it coming, and that the angry mob is morally superior to all of us.
This is us just trying to create a world filled with love and kill off the hate.
In Austin, Texas, according to his recent statement, Daniel Perry was driving for a rideshare company, unaware of any protest, when he turned right onto Congress Avenue and encountered a group of protesters. Several people started beating on his vehicle, and an individual carrying a rifle, Garrett Foster, quickly approached the car and motioned with the rifle for Perry to lower his window. He complied, thinking that Foster was the police, but when Foster began to raise his rifle towards him, Perry shot and fired. Garrett Foster died that night of gunshot wounds. Daniel Perry is a free man because this was self-defense. Also in Austin, Texas, the city council wants to expedite the demolition of the APD headquarters. They want to blow up the police headquarters as soon as possible. And the mayor wants to take guns away from law-abiding Texans. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
The globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally.
and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
From deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide, from the InfoWars Command Center. It is the David Knight Show. I'm joined in studio by the great Harrison Smith of Off Limits News. A year ago today, my friend.
Yeah.
We were on, I was there and you were here. And exactly 1 year ago today, of course, that was the Banniversary, August 6th. And I brought the show in this morning talking about how that was the anniversary of the dropping of the first atomic weapon in human history on Hiroshima. And that has bothered me that I didn't remember that being on, live on air on the David Knight Show with you on the Banniversary and linking those two things, because it really, I think there is a message that was sent there. We're going to drop a nuke. And of course, the Zero Hedge had an article out that they used that phraseology today about the president's tweets being censored by Twitter because he dared talk about the immunity of children
right
in the coronavirus and on an interview. So how dare the president of the United States have an opinion? You know,
of course,
he can drop bombs, he can start wars, he can get away with just about anything, but you cannot talk about this virus, this thing, right? You can't talk about COVID-1984. So I'm so glad that you're here. This is, feels like history's happening. Feels like we're passing through it together. You're always a great person to talk to, and you're informed, and I follow all of your off-limits reports. So what do you have for us today on this Banniversary, and what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, just, yeah, the quick note on that, it seems like without our permission, globalism has just been enacted, you know, where you have the WHO, the World Health Organization, which we do not have a vote in. We don't decide who runs it. We don't know what their agenda is. And yet they have somehow surpassed our own government in importance through these big tech companies. So they say, hey, if you say something that contradicts or contravenes the World Health Organization, will remove you even if you're the president of the United States. So, you know, it's globalism by the back door, I guess, and it's already been enacted. So, troubling stuff, indeed. But, you know, there's a new Twitter account floating around. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's, Harrison _of_TX. And, you know, last week, sort of in protest, I wanted to create another Twitter account, having been banned before. And that one lasted a little less than 12 hours. So we'll see how long this one will last. Get in there early. I like to celebrate banniversaries by circumventing.
I noticed that you already violated the rules here by not putting a mask on that avatar.
Yes.
You did not mask up. You didn't do what Abbott wanted.
No.
And you didn't put your Fauci burka on.
Isn't it amazing that if you just ignore what they say, your life actually isn't different at all? I mean, I've worn a mask a couple times out and about, but like, you know, people are asking me stuff, oh, the quarantine, how are you surviving quarantine? I'm like, my life has literally not changed. I haven't changed anything about myself. I mean, my wife is just at home all the time now, which is great. And like, other than that, I just have ignored all of their rules and everything has worked out fine.
I went to my office every single day. Nothing changed in my life except the decline in business and then watching how people reacted.
Right.
I'll never forget about 60 days into this pandemic, I had this elderly lady come to my door in Branson, and she knocks on it and she's wearing her mask, and then she opens the door and I said, yes, ma'am, how can I help you? And she said, do you need me to wear this? And I said, no, ma'am, I don't believe in psychological operations. And she looked at me for a second and said, "Oh, thank God."
Yeah, you know, exactly.
She knew I wasn't going to make her do that. And, it's just so we've really gone down the rabbit hole here. And,
yeah.
And your life doesn't change, other than the fact that you're watching the decline and fall of Western civilization in front of you. Now, you and I have talked that that was coming. And you know what? You really, predicted this in a way. You told me on my radio show over a year ago that it was going to look, the decline and fall was going to look something in slow motion. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't going to be like you wake up and then it's on fire, and everything's burning down. It was going to be like this gradual decline. Hey, good call on that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You're ahead of your time and you prognosticated the absolute collapse of our civilization. Of course, it's on purpose.
Prophet of doom.
You know,
yeah,
the prophet of doom. And so we're watching this play out, but nothing's changed except we're watching the culture collapse. And of course, we're going to have to be very careful with the economics of this, Harrison. And you look at gold, breaking records, silver's on the rise again. That's, not necessarily good news for people in the gold and silver business either, because Americans are hurting. So no, we're in the thick of things, my friend.
Yeah, we are. And it's getting even crazier in other places. Do we have time to play that, or did y'all grab that clip that I sent to y'all? So there's a clip of in Australia of the medical tyranny taking place there, really leaps and bounds beyond what's happening here in America, and incredibly troubling the way that they're just talking about pulling people out of their cars. I mean, I don't want to spoil the clip. I'd like to go to it. We might not have time in this segment, but you know, is it ready? All right, yeah, I'd love to play this clip. This is from an Australian authority here talking about the way they're dealing with coronavirus, and this is incredibly chilling stuff here.
People, the vast majority who are doing the right thing, need to understand for those who aren't, there is a consequence, and there are consequences, and I want to be really clear on that. In the last week, we've seen a trend, an emergence, if you like, of groups of people, small groups, but nonetheless concerning groups who classify themselves as sovereign citizens, whatever that might mean, people who don't think the law applies to them. We've seen them at checkpoints, baiting police, not providing their name and address. On at least three or four occasions in the past week, we've had to smash the windows of people in cars and pull them out of there so they could provide their details, because they weren't telling us where they were going. They weren't adhering to the Chief Health Officer guidelines. They weren't providing their name and their address. We don't want to be doing that, but people have to absolutely understand there are consequences for your actions, and if you're not doing the right thing, we will not hesitate to issue infringements, to arrest you, to detain you where it's appropriate. As I say, it's not something we want to be doing, but it is what we will do, and it has been occurring.
So what apocalyptic movie did you pull that from?
Yeah, this is just a clip circling around the internet. That's an Australian authority. And again, just to quote what he said, on at least three or four occasions in the past week, we've had to smash the windows of people in cars and pull them out because they wouldn't tell us where they're going and they wouldn't provide their name and address. I mean, how incredible is this? This is medical tyranny. This is allowing them to just operate with complete impunity, complete immunity in terms of what should be legal or what should be a measured response, or, you know, if they want to try to contract trace or whatever it is. It's gone beyond that. Is they're now smashing the windows of people's cars and pulling them out simply for not giving them where they're going and who they are. It's terrifying, frankly.
No, and they've just been more emboldened too. If you notice the state, as they amass more power, and then they start being really petty. Mm-hmm. You look at the nipple ring guy in New York.
Yeah.
Cuomo, right? You find they make a menu of just kind of making fun of him, and it has to be shut down, and they can only serve these things. I mean, they've gone from let's flatten the curve together to we're going to flatten you.
Yeah.
And then all of your rights, and then they're consolidating more and more power, like a gathering darkness. But no, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Folks, this is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David, sitting with the great Harrison Smith, one of my good friends, great journalist. You can follow him at Off Limits News. Not just that. That is your website now.
The website is offlimits.news, right. And the Twitter is Harrison_of_.
See, I don't think in terms. I don't think in deletions, and I don't think in censorship. So I have to make sure that I correct myself.
Oh, it's always changing. It might be a new one next week, so stay tuned. But yeah, you can follow that for now. And I'll be doing a live stream today, and I think we'll talk about that on the other side. The death of history, and
look forward to it, and
what we can do to fight it.
Stick around, folks.
Human freedom, the wild, wild west, the Renaissance, America. Human liberty, the west built all the freedom, all the choices, all the empowerment we see. The general population has been programmed that submission to tyranny brings them prosperity. Because in the last 50 years, under psychotic globalist control, they have taught us by successive approximation to bow down and each time be given a reward, a treat. But that's like training wild pigs to come eat out of your hand, and finally, one day you lead them into the barn and close the door and butcher them. We're now reaching that point in societal development where submission is death, where submission is the human species being destroyed forever on the altar of Satan. Been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, "What is your formal education?" And I said, "Well, really, nothing but a few years of college." They said, "Well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a Renaissance man." And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, "Do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents." And they would just laugh at me and say, "Oh, no way." Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared, you know, the next time I saw them in a few months and say, "Man, you're right. This is dystopic." Folks, I didn't make any of this up, okay? It's real. It's real.
I actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We'll be right back.
controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. But what if there was a way where there was no past? What if they could erase the past altogether, Harrison? Are they trying to do that?
They're succeeding at an astonishing rate, actually. This is the headline from yesterday from 5 Chicago, NBCChicago.com. Chicago area leaders call for Illinois to abolish history classes. State Representative LaShawn K. Ford says current history teachings overlook the contribution of women and minorities. So let's just get rid of it.
Right.
Get rid of it altogether. Abolish history. And of course, this comes barely a month after Illinois has instituted LGBTQ history. So I don't know how they're going to square this. If we're just going to study LGBTQ history and abolish all the rest of it. But it's a trend that we're seeing. In fact, on July 15th, this is a story from Fox 6 Milwaukee. Principal responds after photos of Minnesota school library books in a dumpster cause a social media score. So there's this social media stir. There's a picture of a dumpster just full of books behind a middle school. And so people took pictures and started asking, well, why are there all these discarded books in the trash? It appeared to be nonfiction, including topics such as Native American history, the Constitution, and World War II. The person who took the picture said he salvaged about 30 of the books. And this is the best part. The principal responds and he says, the weeding procedure is important to help us find a new home for books 10 years or older to ensure that materials are keeping up to date with the needs of ever-changing curriculum, school goals, and student needs. So, you know, the ever-changing curriculum that they're trying to have information conform to, of course, is the progressive agenda of destroy white people, destroy history, destroy Christianity, implement communism. But isn't that great? They're helping to find a new home for these 10-year-old books. It just so happens that new home is the dumpster behind the school.
Right.
The new home they're helping them find.
All those pesky facts and figures. See, it's painstaking to go in and rewrite things and create new narratives, because that's a lot. That's a lot of writing. I mean, that's a lot of effort. Well, in the new world, in the new age, I mean, why do you have to expend all that effort? Just throw things away. Just get rid of them if they don't
replace
exist.
Them. Yeah,
right. I mean, who cares if we don't study the past that we repeated? Who cares? We like the past. We like the upheavals, the mass graves. We like the wars that never end. We love that. Yeah, these people are absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I mean, we have just entered a level of dystopia here. I did not expect this to go this swiftly, but it's like, you know, when there almost there's no resistance to them, they're just calling the plays. They're like, hey, well, we can get rid of all the books now. So like, what would be the way to stop this if you're a resident there?
It's a great question. I mean, you know, this is another aspect of the death by a thousand cuts, in the same way that people like George Soros have paid millions of dollars to install prosecutors in certain offices that allow the riots to take place and allow criminals to commit crimes with impunity. You also have people being put in charge of history curriculum, people put in charge of school districts that you sort of think is inconsequential. You sort of think, who would want to come in and corrupt my small town school district? That it doesn't make any sense to normal people that evil billionaires would want to come in and corrupt something so seemingly so simple, right? It's, well, we have this person that we elect and they help coordinate things because they're teaching our children to, you know, things they need to learn. Well, it's not that simple. It's about controlling the culture. It's about destroying narratives that run counter to the progressive utopian communistic ideology. So, you know, while good people just sort of think, oh, we'll elect somebody to help keep our curriculum up to date and get new school books and all this sort of stuff. And it's this innocent sort of vision of the world. You have these evil, conniving people in the shadows just spending, you know, an infinite amount of money to corrupt even these smallest offices, because it's this death by a thousand cuts. It's almost like the snowball effect of, you know, we'll put this person into this position and they'll use whatever little iota of power that elected office gets them to just run full force and carry the water for the socialist and communist agenda. So, it has gone incredibly quickly, and it's really shocking how they've totally dominated the conversation in terms of history, especially. There's a video out from Campus Reform, I think last week, and I went crazy about it when it first came out, because I was on air on the War Room covering for Owen, and this video dropped, and it broke my brain. It made me go a little bit insane, because it was all of these college-age students, and every single one of them were asked the question, were the Founding Fathers villains or heroes? And they all said they were villains. They also now, like with people basically younger than me, right, younger than 30, if you ask them who was Thomas Jefferson, you don't hear that he was a founding father. You don't hear that he was a farmer and an engineer and an inventor and an architect and a genius and the writer that put into words the inalienable rights of man that is now guaranteed basically across the globe. Everybody in the world understands that these are inalienable rights now. And people just take that for granted. They think that sprung out of nowhere. No, it came out of the pen of this man, Thomas Jefferson, who was in basically always really a superlative human. Now he is a rapist. He is a slaver, and he is a paragon of evil in these people's minds. So the consequences of this, I think, really cannot be overstated. It is the destruction of America itself.
Total destruction.
And the freedoms that her founders brought
about. It's the greatest enemy we've ever faced, and it's all internal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about the book by Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. It came out in the 70s. Alex read it when he was a kid. You think about...
That's what got this whole thing started.
Right, exactly. But you know, what's funny, they talked about that was a conspiracy, that billionaires got together and funded communists, which is really the premise of the book.
Right.
You know, that things aren't what they seem.
Yeah.
Well, now we are in 2020. You have billionaires like George Soros out in the open of funding communism, cultural Marxism, the destruction of Western civilization in real time, right in front of you, taking down your country. And our response is what? We just look at it. I mean, those who are entrusted with actually doing something about it haven't. And I call attention to this on my show every single chance I can get, because this is the great issue of our time. Forget foreign nations.
Right.
There's nothing like the internal enemies. There's nothing. Well, they everything else pales in comparison.
Yeah. And there was one thing when I was on the War Room, that same episode, I was saying, you know, there's one thing you need to understand, that everything else comes into focus if you understand this one thing. And it's simple and everybody does understand it, but you have to consciously bring it up. It's, America cannot be defeated from the outside. There it is. That's right. The statement. America cannot be defeated from the outside.
No, it cannot. It only can be internal.
Right. And as soon as you understand that, everything else starts to make sense.
Lincoln said that as well.
Yeah.
Folks, this is the David Knight Show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this wonderful organization. This is the 2-year banniversary, August 6th. I'm in studio with Harrison Smith. We'll see you on the other side.
America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off. All of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our ultimate turmeric formula bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. VasoBeats, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high-quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth that's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn in studio with Harrison Smith.
Hello.
Glad to be here with you today, my friend. A year ago, I can't believe it. To the day we were here talking about the Bannerversary, and look at all that InfoWars has done in the face of the tyranny of censorship, in the face of the pandemic, the COVID-1984. Band.video is rocking.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is amazing. The crew is doing fantastic, surviving, thriving, really
and,
proud.
And it is, you know, without, irony or, you know, falseness that I say, it's completely because of the InfoWars audience and supporting us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, they cut us off of everything. They really tried to take us out, at our knees, and we would have fallen like so many other media outlets have fallen. Just strictly because, you know, they didn't have the outlet, they didn't have the means of making money, they didn't have the means of keeping operations going. And, you know, thank goodness Alex Jones sort of saw this coming long ago, and so he established the InfoWars store. And so even though the people in power did everything they could to take us down, it wasn't enough because they cannot separate us from our audience and they can't stop the InfoWars audience from supporting us. So it is truly amazing what the crew has been able to achieve, what the technicians have been able to achieve with band.video. I think it's one of the best looking and best running video websites out there, where you can get all of this information, all of these videos, all of these clips that are just completely purged from more mainstream, respectable social media. It's all there on band.video, and they're constantly updating it. There's new live chat features constantly happening. I mean, this is how a real engine of ingenuity and a real, you know, group of people that are dedicated to what we do, trying to promote freedom, trying to promote human liberty worldwide. This is how you respond to the oppression, how you respond to the censorship, is you just double down and fight even harder. And we've only been able to do that because of our audience. So you really can't overstate the support that we've been getting. It's really incredible.
It's an amazing success story of courage and, of course, authenticity. I get asked all the time, like, where do you want to appear on? I'm like, InfoWars. This is where the courage and the authenticity and the truth is.
Yeah.
And I've been in broadcasting since 2013, and I've been around other media. This is the best possible scenario for a journalist who wants to, you know, share real truths with an audience. This is the platform to do it, because this is InfoWars. This is the most banned network in the world. It's such an honor. So I love the history that's being made here. But tell me about this report that you saw.
Oh, yes. Well, so I
get to that last segment.
I will be doing a live stream later today. Not sure what time. I think I might save it till 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, because that is when the war room ends. So the InfoWars audience out there can watch Owen on the war room at 3 to 6 p.m. Central, and then maybe make their way over to youtube.com/offlimitsnews. You can go to offlimits.news and find a link to it there. But I will be going through with a fine-toothed comb a report from this, I guess he's some sort of European mannequin. His name is John Oliver. He's some sort of ventriloquist dummy with a British accent, so people think he sounds smart. Punchable face, if I'm putting it politely. But he did an entire 30-minute segment about how American history is taught in school. And, you know, he's some type of European guy that uses the term we when talking about the United States of America, which I get a little touchy with. You know, it's one of the things that Jon Stewart was so much more acceptable than some of these other guys, because at least he was like kind of a schluppy American guy. He was kind of just like a nerdy American guy. So when he kind of talked trash about America, it was like, we're all in this together. There's something there's a little different spirit when it's these, you know, it's the South American guy or this British guy talking down to America like we're a bunch of idiots, and then saying we as if he's one of us. It's a little upsetting, but that's not what it's about. It's about disproving his ideas, and it's about disproving the propaganda that he's putting forth, because clearly the entire thing is just completely full of lies. In fact, I think the stream I'm going to do will be called something like, literally everything John Oliver says about history is a lie. Every single thing he says. I was going to do a short report. I was going to clip out a couple choice little lies of his and say something, some quick little clever quip about how he's wrong. But I found, as I was watching this 30-minute segment, I couldn't go more than about 30 seconds without being compelled to want to say something in response to the nonsense he's spouting, because he talks very fast, so he's able to cram a lot of lies into a very short amount of time, and they deserve to be dismantled, they deserve to be destroyed, and they deserve to be counteracted. So that's what I plan on doing. It'll probably end up being a 3-hour stream, if I'm being honest. It's a 30-minute segment, and I will be, I've gone through the entire thing, and I've enumerated his lies, and done the research and found the proof to disprove him. And that includes a tangent I'll be going on that completely demolishes any idea of Thomas Jefferson and his having been accused of impropriety with his slaves. It's complete canard. It's total lie. It has never been proven in the slightest. And yet it is now treated as total fact that he you know, was just this awful person. And of course it gets extrapolated to all this other stuff. The things they read into this, goes even farther, but even the base foundational lie that they base all of it on, it totally false, provably false, completely ridiculous that anybody believes this. And yet it says a lot about our culture, and it says a lot about the way we teach history, that so many people are able to believe this and buy it hook, line, and sinker, and that, you know, the basically some of the greatest men that have ever existed in the history of the world are being smeared as the greatest evil. It says a lot about who is running things here in our country. So I will be doing that at youtube.com/offlimitsnews live. And I'll probably post something on my Twitter as well. And then I'll probably cut it up and put the individual segments on band.video. But if you want to see the full live stream and ask me questions or talk to me, that'll be tonight, probably at 6 p.m.
No, they're certainly going after all of our history and heroes.
Absolutely.
You know, removing the statues, going after the story of the founding fathers. And I, as someone who's read probably 10 biographies on Jefferson, that's absolutely has not been proven that he fathered any children with Sally Hemings.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not been proven. Matter of fact, the historian Donald Jeffries brought this up in his latest book. And I there was a whole chapter on it, and it's not been proven. It's a smear. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and you look and see the founding fathers, Harrison, that they most target are the ones that were most unfriendly to the banks.
Right.
If you notice, they put a play out on Broadway about Hamilton.
Of course.
And he's a hero, you know. And of course, some people have speculated that he was a Rothschild's agent and all the rest. But, you know, I like Hamilton's stance on trade. You know, he built the tariff system and the manufacturing economy, but he did have huge ties to banking, but he's lionized.
Right.
But Jefferson, who was so skeptical and, you know, fought the bank and fought the bankster class at every turn, he's demonized and must be torn down.
Mm-hmm.
And same with Jackson, you know, the same thing. So no, this is, history is being stripped from us. And this is an information war on the past as well as the present and the future. This is the David Knight Show, sitting with my good friend Harrison Smith. We'll be right back after the break.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S., hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed, Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe, Virgin Marys are getting torn down, I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is the David Knight Show. And if I didn't already before, my respect for David Knight carrying this show, getting here at 4 a.m., doing the research. This is something, I'm a little bit younger than David. And having been a paratrooper in the Army and having competed in powerlifting, this is a tough, tough gig. Worth it. Love it. I mean, I love the crew. I love the energy. But this is a workload, my friend. And, of course, you know this very well. And in studio with Harrison Smith, what else is on your – what else are you seeing as we kind of close out the last segment of the show? I've been calling the North, East, West, and South the news – you know, the lay of the land, kind of the big picture. I mean, obviously, so much is happening right now with this lockdown and with the rollout, the vaccines on the way, all the censorship of alternative treatments, all the rest are trying to keep us sick and keep us in line. And then you see on the horizon, like to me, I'm seeing something else. I'm being a little bit out of the box here, but do you feel, as I feel, that the rollout of some sort of war-type conflict is in the air? Do you smell it? Smits? It feels that is in the wind.
Oh, yeah. I did. I was hosting the War Room last week with sitting in for Owen, and it was a theme that I hit on pretty much every single day was this idea that while all of this is going on, while all of this – the COVID stuff, the nonsense, the political machinations are all going on. Under the surface, there are these massive title changes going on. And I'm like confused and worried about this because I see all of these markers that seem to presage war. I see all of these things that seem as though war is coming down the pipeline. And yet you don't see the media advocating for it, right? Usually in the run up to a war, like Iraq or Afghanistan, you have the whole media all in lockstep together helping to get the rest of the population into line and ready for this conflict and behind the conflict. And yet you don't see that here, but you do see, if you pay attention, you can find the stories that seem to percolate up, that seem to be hinting that this is coming. And I think I was asking Tom Papert about it of National File. I said, why are they not setting the stage for a war, and yet it seems like something is happening? And of course, he made the great point that, well, the people that are in charge don't want there to be war, because the primary combatant that we'd be facing would be China. And of course, they love China and they want to surrender over to China. And yet, as we see the, you know, what's going on in the South China Sea, of course, just very recently, I mean, things happen so quick, it's hard to remember that, like, it was just last month that the Hong Kong security bill passed, and the crackdowns on Hong Kong and the way that we are reacting to them and putting sanctions on China. At the same time, the Middle East is totally rocking towards a war footing. You know, with this, the big explosion in Lebanon, the first thing I did was tweet out that I thought it was an attack by Israel, because what we're seeing is, Israel is, airstriking Syria. They kill a Hezbollah member. Hezbollah says, we're going to get revenge. Suddenly Israel is on high alert and is, attacking, Lebanese forces on the northern border of Israel there. They also, it's the Caesar Act, which was an act, an American sanction act on Lebanon, essentially attempting to starve out Lebanon and an attempt to get the Lebanese government to kick out Hezbollah, which is difficult because many members of the Lebanese government are members of Hezbollah. So how you're going to convince them to kick themselves out of government, I don't see that being feasible. And the leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, said basically they're trying to starve us, and they're telling us either put down your weapons or starve. Of course, he says, we'll do no such thing. We'll keep our weapons and kill you with them and not starve. And then, oddly, there are reports that a massive grain silo, like a majority of strategic grain store of the country of Lebanon, was actually destroyed in that explosion. So all of these different things are lining up, seem like, okay, they really are literally trying to starve Lebanon into submission. Hassan Nasrallah put it, he basically said, they tried to overthrow Syria, which we know is true. We funded the rebels, the moderate rebels, a.k.a. ISIS, to try to overthrow the government of Syria. And essentially, we failed. Essentially, we were beaten. Essentially, we tried to wage war on the government of Syria, and now that the dust has settled, we lost militarily. And so now we are attacking these same places economically, sort of as a last-ditch effort, having lost militarily. So that's a very rambling answer to your question.
Some details that I really wanted you to go over. And
yeah.
Of course, you mentioned Syria, and I'll just really quick before I got to my point. It was a godsend that we did have the election of Donald Trump, because we were on a footing to go to possibly a nuclear showdown. Most people don't know this. To protect Al-Qaeda in Syria. Hillary Clinton was willing to shoot down Russian aircraft to protect ISIS, to protect Al-Qaeda, on record. And that's how sick and psychotic the State Department and the defense apparatus has become. Now, those people are still there, as we can see, the deep state, the continuity of corruption. But my issue that I'm having, I remember right after the ban and on August 6th of 2018, you made a video for Alex Jones, and it was the emergency transmission, which I love. It's great. It was it's so powerful. And he talks about how the communist Chinese have taken over Hollywood, taken over big tech. They're merging with Apple and Google and the mega banking combines. I still look at China that way. However, this new push seems strange. Not mentioning those other aspects of that threat, just putting the Chinese out front, that seems to me like some sort of op. Like, you're not talking about the deep state that works in conjunction with them. You're not talking about the media that works in conjunction with them. You're not talking about all of their ties to our U.S. politicians. You're not talking about the fact that it was treason that set them up.
Right.
That we gave away the store. I mean, 90 days to the day after 9/11, on December 11th, 2001, they became part of the WTO, pushed by the Bush administration. All the 55,000 factories lost under Bush. I mean, one in three manufacturing jobs gone. They gave the store away. They gave everything away to the Chinese. I mean, look at Clinton, the bags of cash, the missile technology, all the stuff to the Chinese. It's a foregone conclusion that both parties agreed that China should be bolstered.
Right.
But in this new weird place we find ourselves in, because I don't like the Pompeo issue. I don't like him going to the Nixon library and creating this new Cold War. Now, that being said, I agreed with everything Alex Jones said in that emergency transmission. That's still a powerful piece of media that you put together. And I think what can we do that to, bring some, some light to this conversation? Because I think a lot of people are being prepped for a war, Harrison. Mm. And I think that's one way they can control the conservative side here in this new, like, put your mask on, follow directions, social distance, be a part of the dystopia, all the rest. And you start seeing the rebellion, but the patriotism, you know,
right.
And I think to me, that looks like an op. We're not going to do anything about the entities that work with China to bolster China. So it just becomes a fake Cold War. I mean, we've got like a minute left, but do you think that I'm onto something there? Do you think that is something we should examine?
Well, yeah, because if you look at history, that's what they do, right? In times of strife or whatever, they'll assign an outside, bad guy to where everybody can come together and go against that bad guy. I don't think they're going to do that because I think they want America divided. And I think if America was all united in opposition to an outside force, it would be detrimental to all of their other plans that we're seeing come to light with the Black Lives Matter and just the division that they're trying to sow amongst Americans. I think that's their primary concern. So they're trying to just be like, oh, ignore China. Don't worry about that for now. I think if we sort of had our heads on straight and actually had some unity and actually stood for what America is supposed to stand for, I think we would not necessarily be at war with China, but we definitely wouldn't have given away everything that we've given away to them. And we would understand that where we are now is sort of on the knife's edge between, you know, what we're supposed to represent, which is humanity and Christianity and love and, the human rights and all these sorts of things. We're on the other side is this technocratic, communistic force of destruction. And right now, all of these things are mixed up. I think what China represents in total is very dangerous and should be opposed, honestly.
Harrison Smith, ladies and gentlemen, offlimits.news. Find him on band.video. He's going to do a live stream today after the War Room. This has been the David Knight Show. See you tomorrow. End of transmission.